Welcome to another episode of Mindful Molly with me, Molly Kaluve, a space that promotes self-growth and awareness in the most mindful way possible. Again, I just want to say thank you for all the love, all the support. I know I've not been as consistent with episodes the last couple of weeks, but I promise that will most definitely be changing. But thank you guys for the feedback. Thank you guys for the continued love, support, and just the fact that y'all keep sharing, you know, this podcast with a lot of people. Apart from that, there will be a time change as to when I drop episodes. They will be dropped every Friday, 10 p.m. East African time instead of 9 p.m. And that's 3 p.m. Eastern time, so look out for that. This is actually the beginning of not so much a new season, but a kind of change and continuation of things I've been talking to and just branching into a new type of vibe. So before I get into the episode, before I say too much, I want to go into today's affirmations. So let's get to it. So on today's episode, I'll be talking about, you know, the whole concept of perfect timing and the fact that, you know, we need to stop waiting for the right time and actually start creating the right time in the present moment. And therefore, it's only right that the affirmations for today align with that. So today's affirmations are: focusing on the present moment is all I need to do, and there's no time like now. And with that being said, let's get right into today's episode. So on today's episode, I just wanted to kind of talk about something that, I mean, lately I've been seeing it a lot and a lot of people speaking about it. But it's something that I don't truly think exists, and that's perfect timing. And the reason I say this is, of course, things happen in their own quote-unquote time. But at the same time, this word time, you know, a lot of, when we talk about perfect timing and when people try to describe this whole idea of perfect timing, it's more like, I find it more of an excuse not to do things in the present moment. I find it as an excuse to push things back, or something that comes as a result of fear of actually taking action and doing things now. You know, we tend to create this idea that there's this perfect time when things will magically happen and that we're going to like sit back and kind of wait for that time to happen. You know, and the reason I say this is because, I mean, at one point I was in a position where I had this kind of idea and concept that the world will sort itself out. And then, you know, when the world sorts itself out, well, my world sorts itself out, I can start doing the things I actually want to do, you know. So it's like waiting for things to be okay. It's waiting for things to kind of create this perfect scenario that you've been like wishing and dreaming of for you to start doing the things you want to do or the things you wish you could do. And the reason I don't really subscribe to this, the reason I don't really believe in that, is because it stops you from actually taking action to improve your life, to actually take the steps needed to, you know, doing what you need to do. Because even when it comes to this podcast, I was kind of in a space where it's like, you know what, I'm gonna wait for my mental health, I'll wait for a bunch of different things to kind of align themselves properly so that I can finally reach the position or the place that I can start, you know, pouring into other people and, you know, starting the podcast and creating new projects and starting new, you know, business endeavors, that kind of thing. I was kind of waiting for things to kind of, you know, sort themselves out, and then from that, I would actually start, you know, doing what I need to do. But then there was a time, like, I was asked a very good question, and it's like, what will you do when things don't sort themselves out? Like, what if things just don't go according to a plan or how you think they're going to turn out? What will you do then? And I was like, nah, you know what? Things have to go according to plan. Things have to, you know, align themselves. Yeah. And, you know, at that point, I was still practicing stuff like manifestation and gratitude. And it's like, look, I'm pouring all these good things into the universe. I'm manifesting and stuff like that. At least I thought I was actively, properly manifesting. But the truth of the matter is, when it comes to gratitude, when it also comes to a manifestation, one of the key aspects that really, you know, makes it seal the deal, or makes, you know, whatever you put out into the universe, or, you know, if you're religious, whatever you're praying about, stuff like that, is the action itself. Because if you're not taking the action, then there's nothing that's actually gonna come to fruition. You're just gonna be sitting around magically waiting for something else to happen, you know. And this is actually something I'm probably gonna be talking about in next week's episode, in regards to kind of sitting around and how we've been conditioned to kind of do that. But, you know, for today, we're just focusing on the whole idea of perfect timing. So, you know, for me, when I thought about the fact that things may not go according to plan and the fact that I'm not taking action, I kind of formulated this idea that perfect timing to me is actually a myth. Perfect timing is a myth because there's nothing like a perfect timing. And when I say there's nothing like perfect timing is because when we think about perfect timing, we're thinking about there's like a specific day, time, whatever, when we're supposed to actually do something. And what now I believe in and what I think is true to me and true to a lot of people who I've seen actually take control of their life and, you know, take control of what they want to do and what they want to achieve is the fact that they're not waiting for a perfect time. They create that perfect time, you know? We're trying to wait for the moment where our mental is better to start doing other things like, you know, pouring into other people and developing relationships with other people and stuff like that instead of, you know what, I'm about to work on myself right now and do all these other things as I work on myself. I'm about to, like, get up and really get into the, you know, trenches and start putting in the work to develop the type of person I want to be. And it's the same thing with opportunities. A lot of us are given opportunities to better ourselves, to start new things, to get into something, you know, totally new. But we always say, well, no, I can't do it right now. I'm waiting for the perfect time. I'm waiting for the right time. But what is the right time? You know, if it's your fear talking money-wise, are you going to wait till you get money? But who says you're going to get it? You know, what are you actually doing to get it? You know, if it's growing yourself spiritually, are you just going to wait for, a sudden random spiritual awakening to actually start improving your spirituality and stuff like that just because you're not in a good place right now? You're waiting for that kind of, you know, breakthrough out of nowhere. You have to learn, and the moment you start to achieve a certain amount of, like, happiness and a degree of self-satisfaction is the moment you realize that you need to take control of certain things. If you're trying to get yourself to a good mental place, create those good mental breakthroughs. Create that environment that you need to create that perfect time that you're going to be at the position where you're feeling better, you're doing better, you're making better decisions. The more we wait for this idea of perfect time is the more that you'll never actually achieve anything. You know, I'm a huge philosophy fan, and like a bunch of the philosophers, I'm not going to quote any exact, like, you know, to be exact, yeah, but I'm just going to give a bit of a summation of one of the things they discuss, is it's the whole idea, and I talked about this on the last episode, that the whole construct of time is like, it's not real. The only thing that is real is the present. So when we start looking for the perfect time, we're now starting to dwell and focus on future events that may not actually happen because the only thing that is actually guaranteed is the present moment. You know, you're waiting for the perfect time to do something. And I mean, as brutal as this may sound, I would like to say, but what if you're not there for that perfect time in the future? Like, did you ever think about what if you're not there for that perfect time? What if whoever you're waiting to do something at the perfect time with isn't there in the future? Sometimes you need to create that environment now. Do what you can to, you know, create that environment now. Now it's different if you're trying to, you know, bring about the perfect timing, you know, so to say, in the present moment, and that doesn't really work out. That's different because you weren't sitting back and waiting for something magical to happen out of nowhere. You were taking action. You were actually doing it. And that's one of the things, you know, I'm very strong about. And I know sometimes when it gets into the whole topic of, like, spirituality and stuff like that, a lot of people are like, okay, no, but, and this is a conversation I actually had the other day with somebody dear to me, and they were like, no, but, religiously, there's the whole concept of, you know, God's timing is a perfect timing. But at the same time, especially back when I did a little bit of my own studying of something like the Bible, there is somewhere that literally says, a man who waits for the right time, you know, to plant his seed will sow nothing and harvest nothing at the same time. Literally. It is right there. It says the man that does not wait, you know, the man that waits for the perfect time to sow and harvest will never sow or harvest like anything. So literally, it's a whole concept that we as human beings have created ourselves, because I like to say, if you're looking at it from that perspective, it's not even created by a higher power, that there's some ultimate perfect timing. You do things now. If there's something you need to get done, if there's something you know that is right for you, don't wait for the right time to do it. Do it now. If you know this, that there's an opportunity out there that is good for you and that you know deep inside of you is going to do some amazing things for you, do it now. And stop asking how. A lot of people be like, how am I going to do? No, the first decision, the most important decision you can ever make in regards to any type of success. And when I talk about success, a lot of people think it's, just centered around, financial success. But to be honest, for me, success is both mental, spiritual, physical, like all of that part, like all of those things put together. So the moment you actually decide and you say, I'm making this choice to do this now and not wait for some perfect time, that is all you need. Stop asking how, because when you start thinking about the technicalities of certain things, like, that's when you start to push yourself back and you start going into procrastination, because procrastination is primarily due to fear. Procrastination is primarily due to negative emotions. You start hating the idea of what you need to do to reach where you need to go, and you don't want to do it anymore. But that's a whole other episode. I'm about to talk a whole other episode about procrastination. But yeah, like, you need to really step out of that whole idea that this, magical time is going to appear from somewhere and you're going to be ready for what you need to do, and start realizing that you need to take action in your own life. I apply it very differently, but there's a saying where it's like, you got to pray like it's up to God, work like it's up to you. For me, I like, whatever I put out into the universe, I have to do twice as much. Yes, I'm manifesting. Yes, I'm, practicing gratitude. Yes, I'm doing all these other things. But at the same time, I got to do twice as much. Because at the same time, I believe in co-creation. I believe that I'm, part of the reason I'm creating my reality, like, on a daily basis. Therefore, if I sit back, then one half of that equation is gone. If I sit back and wait for this magical perfect timing, then that other half is gone. Because, everything that you want, everything that you envision, everything that is in your mind that you could envision for yourself, it's already yours. It's already done. It's literally already done. But what you need to do now is actually take action and start doing what is necessary for you to reach there. So stop waiting for perfect timing, because time is already done. Like, time is already there, Stop trying to catch up with time and chase after time, and let it chase after you. Because once you're able to take action and start making those decisions now that you want to do something, now you want to chase your dreams, now you want to achieve whatever you need to achieve mentally, all of that stuff now, trust me, does bits. Because for me, the moment I decided to, look, I'm not about to stay in this dark place I am mentally, and I'm about to start doing something about it. I mean, it's still a journey I'm on. I'm not going to lie to you guys and say, like, I figured it out. It's a done deal. I'm not struggling with all of that at the moment. But the moment I decided to do that, it made things a lot easier for me, because I wasn't waiting for the perfect time for the world to stop moving and things to stop happening in my life for me to start improving my mental. I decided to do it even within the chaos. One of my mentors likes to say, you need to learn how to be the center of the hurricane. So while everybody else in the world is just like spinning around you, you're calm and you're, not moving, and you're still right there in the middle. You have to learn how to survive in the chaos. And that means by taking control of your time. So that's why this is a bit of a continuation from the last episode, where it's, stop waiting and depending on this construct that is time and start creating it yourself, because it's up to you. Literally, time is what you make of it. But at the same time, it's one of the most valuable things that you cannot get back. Every minute, every second that you procrastinate, every minute, every second that you hold back from actually improving yourself, bettering yourself because of these excuses and this idea that there's a perfect time, is every second you're robbing yourself of your full potential. Because you cannot go back in time. You can't. And the last thing you want is to be living a life of regret. I promise you that. You don't want to be looking back and being like, oh, I wish I could have. I should have done it then. I should have done it. That's one of the things I used to say. I used to say I should have done this like years ago. I mean, now I can't go back to years ago. So I got to do it now. So start doing things right now. Like I said, in terms of, the affirmations, there is no time like now. Focusing on the present moment is all I need to do. So stop holding things back and do them right now. Stop waiting for the perfect time, right time. Make that right time right now. There's no excuse, there's no reason for that time to not be at this precise moment. But that being said, as usual, you know, sending love and light to everybody. Be kind, be mindful, be grateful, you know, all of that. And most of all, take care.